Here is a market simulation, and we haven't done it since before the pandemic, so you can look at the video. It's from the spring of 2020, I think, yeah. Right before we all got sent home and everything went online. So following the ups and downs of the stock market is bewildering. It will drive you nuts, folks. You try to determine what's going to happen in the next week or next month or even next day. Why did the market go up today? Why did it go down? Since the financial media needs a continual stream of content to attract more eyeballs, they will invariably offer some plausible reason for the price movement. Stocks rose today in anticipation of good earnings reports, or worries from the continuing trade wars drove down stock prices. And then you will hear fellow investors parroting the phrases to one another. However, these reasons are simply guesses. They don't know. Did the financial journalists ask each and every one of the hundreds of thousands, millions of investors and traders around the world why they sold or why they bought? No, that's impossible. The only reason that you can be absolutely sure why the market went up was because there were more buyers than sellers. And if the market went down, you can be absolutely sure that there were more sellers than buyers. It's that simple. It even gets worse. If you, and you will, because you're interested in investing and you're going to be following along, you're going to be seeing headlines for, you know, they call it clickbait. Will Apple rise 20%? Yeah, maybe, maybe not. Could the market fall 50%? Yeah, it could. It could go up 50%. I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows. But they got to sell more eyeballs, right? They got to get you to click on their or watch their television show or whatever. The stock market as a whole simply reflects the aggregate price movements of the individual stocks that constitute the market. The price of each and every stock is governed by the price the sellers are willing to accept for the stock and by the price, what price the buyers are willing to pay for the stock. You hear the term supply and demand. What do you get when you teach a parrot to say supply and demand? Supply and demand. A learned economist. So the market simulation that we did in class gives us the flavor of the supply and demand. We simulate the floor of one of the stock exchanges, and each student is a broker that trades shares of Take the Money and Run, TMR. We give everybody a list of transactions. One side of the room is the buy, the broker's trying to buy. The other side of the room is the broker's trying to sell. And the job, of course, from the brokers is to get the best price for the firm's clients. And then we record the transactions as they occurred. The students sometimes don't get very excited about this. They're very reticent, nervous. Others get really excited. Come on, come on, I want to sell 100 shares for $25 or whatever. And so that's the idea, is to mimic what actually went on the floors of the exchanges before it all went electronic. Now, there's a few people still standing on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, and I think the only reason they keep it is for television, so they can have videos of... They don't do much. They're just watching the screens. Every once in a while, they do have some trading that they do amongst individuals, but it's mostly all automated. So watch the video, see if you like it. In the spring 2023, which was face-to-face, we were going to do this, but we only had like a few people show up for the face-to-face class. Most everybody took it online. So we didn't have enough people, so we didn't do it. So watch the 2020 and see if you like it. Or just go to Google or some other search engine and type in exchange floor trading. You know, what it's like, type in what was it like on the exchange floors before before electronic trading. Or just type in, exchange floor trading. And you'll see videos of people screaming and hollering and yelling at one another. And really all they're doing, folks, is making transactions. Okay, so I hope you enjoy this little simulation of what it was like before everything became computerized.